Ninox, Severian Principate Diplomatic Ship, Lyra 3KA System. The seven Brotherhood representatives walked in step with the Deputy Grand Master as they crossed through the airlock between the two docked Imperial corvettes. They were greeted by a line of stormtroopers with regulation rifles and sidearms, but with an added Z6 riot baton on their hips. While nothing like the First Order's Praetorian Guardsmen, these troopers were most likely trained to handle Force-user opponents. Event didn't blame them for being cautious. It wasn't every day an organization run by Dark Jedi showed up to negotiate alliances. No pressure. Before they could enter the room, the captain of their stormtrooper escort, distinguished by her blue shoulder pad, held up a hand to signal a halt. "I'm sorry, Master Talyn, but we're going to need you and your colleagues to check your weapons." The Brotherhood representatives all exchanged glances, but complied. Shooter calmly handed over his blaster pistols, making explicit eye contact with the trooper who took them so that he knew who to hunt down if anything happened to them. The rest seemed to part easily with what they had. Event looked thoughtfully at his lightsaber inside before handing it over. The last person in line nervously held out her datapad as an offering to a nearby trooper. Violet had not brought any kind of weapon, but wanted to try and fit in with everyone else. The stormtrooper tilted his head slightly, but waved her past, more interested in her tinted glasses than her harmless datapad. Once inside, the Brotherhood representatives finally met their counterparts from the Severian Principate. Puimtar Takrid, the Quorn representative for industry, shook hands with the Deputy Grand Master. Aemilius Cressus, the Moon representative for social administration, exchanged polite pleasantries and gestured towards the center table. Last came Harvey Daly, the human representative for galactic diplomacy, who did not shake anyone's hands, but offered acknowledgement in the form of smiles and head inclinations. The room was impressive, to say the least. Aside from the guardsmen posted along the perimeter, waitstaff began to pour refreshments as each of the eight members of the Dark Brotherhood were shown to their seats. The Principate delegates took theirs in turn, leaving two chairs open. "I don't mean to be rude, but are we waiting for anyone else to join us?" Event asked as he studied the glass of blue liquid that a staff member placed onto the table beside him.
"Oh yes, my apologies, Master Talyn," Harvey Daly bowed his head. "I was contacted by an old colleague of mine who says he had a vested interest in this meeting and thought it would be profitable to share some new information he's discovered that should factor into these discussions."
Before Event could raise his blunt concerns, the doors opened and a lean man with dark ebony skin, gray combed back hair, and an eye patch entered the meeting room. Event recognized him and his guest immediately. Event kept his expression neutral as he leaned on the force course through him, steady his nerves. This can't be good.
"Hello there," Varen Antilus greeted the room with a warm smile.
The leader of Capital Enterprise wore a fine tailored long coat that seemed to be a mock of Event's cape. Beside him, a pale, sickly-looking human with messy white hair and hallowed eyes was staring eerily at the Deputy Grand Master with a noticeable frown. The man was Rath Alagard's chief counsel and a rumored Force adept by Merrick's first-hand reports.
"Thank you for having us," Varen grinned. "I believe we have much to discuss."